Chapter 32. Late, after nightfall, 5 days later, traversing hard elements and avoiding prowling enemies, Nath and company arrived a league southwest of Quintuclin. They had moved day and night, taking little time to sleep, which only Ben seemed to need. His friend slept in the cart half the time, while Brenoir and Nath took their turns pulling it.
"I can see it,"
Nath said, peering skyward.
"See what?"
asked Pilpin.
"The floating city."
It hung like a small moon east of Quintuclin, mostly hidden by a strange mist. He could see the jacksite that ebbed with glowing light beneath it. Dragons darted swiftly through its cloud. Nath's strange feeling only got stronger.
"I can feel him."
"Him who?"
Brenoir said, glancing at the sky.
"Him."
I suppose you do."
Nath looked at Brenoir. Brenoir added,
"Being a dragon and all."
He set the cart handles down and used his glass to spy the small farm they approached. He readied his axe.
"We'll go take a look."
Nath started to object, but Brenoir and Pilpin were too quick to scurry away.
"Great."
He leaned against the cart. Ben lay in the hay, snoring softly. Nath closed his eyes and stretched out his senses. He didn't sense evil or danger. That ability had come in handy as they traveled, alerting them to take cover whenever dark forces approached. It took everything Nath had to hold his powers back. He was eager to unleash them, test them out. It was torture.
"What else can I do? I need every edge I can get."
Almost an hour later, he noticed Ben beginning to stir.
"Dragon?"
Ben said, sitting up in the hay and rubbing his blurry eyes.
Have we arrived? They're checking it out."
Ben slid out of the cart and buckled on his sword. He stretched his arms and yawned.
"I wish I didn't get tired like you." "Oh, I get tired. I just sleep for years when I do,"
Nath said, laughing.
"Come on, let's catch up with the others. There's no danger out there waiting."
Together they wheeled the cart toward the farm until they found Pilpin standing outside the barn, waiting.
"I suppose they're inside?"
Pilpin nodded.
"Waiting on you, Ben. They want you to stand guard with me."
"Oh, I'd rather..."
"I'm sure it's for the best,"
Nath said, patting Ben's shoulder. He proceeded inside the barn door, and Pilpin pulled it shut behind him. The ramshackle barn was typical, with stables and a loft. Brenoir sat at a large table lit by a lantern in the middle. Three other figures sat there as well, with hoods pulled over their heads. That strange feeling returned and knotted his stomach. He stopped at the edge of the table.
"Is there a need for secrecy?"
Two of the three cloaked figures that sat across from Brenoir dropped their hoods. It was Shum and Hoven. He almost didn't recognize them. Their faces had been burned by fire and scarred by battle.
"Apologies,"
Shum said.
"We aimed to spare you displeasure."
"Never say such a thing, my friend. I see only beauty inside and out. But I hurt from all your suffering on my account."
"It's our honor to serve,"
Hoven said, adding a smile.
"And these marks fill me with honor."
Nath nodded and fixed his eyes on the person at the end of the table.
"Are you scarred as well, my friend, Bezog?"
"Nay,"
Bezog said, dropping his hood. Tears were in his eyes. He wiped his sleeve on his cheek.
"It is my shame that I hide, for I have failed."
"What happened? Where is Sasha? Where are your sons?"
Bezog rolled a crystal orb down the table. It hopped over the lantern and hovered above.
"It was here when I arrived 2 days ago,"
It grew and brightened in swirls and colors until a clear image formed. Bezog's face emerged. He was inside an iron cage. His voice was pleading.
He has us! He has us all!
The image panned backward, revealing the disheveled Sasha, Rary, and Samaz in small separate cages. Sasha's fingers were stretched through the bars toward her son's, and theirs toward hers. But they could not touch. Nat's heart ignited.
We have to save them.
The image altered, and Gorn Gratik's terrifying countenance appeared.
I want Nat's dragon sword, Fang, or all of them will die. You have 1 week.
The image vanished.
Gorli,
Nat said, pushing his hair back.
That was him, not you.
Bezog nodded.
Gorli went there on his own, in hopes of discovering more about the enemy by the time you awoke. That was years ago. This is the first I've seen him.
Bezog sighed.
My family was separated from me, but only recently did I lose track of them. When I saw this, my horrors were confirmed.
We'll save them, Bezog,
Nat said.
We're here and we'll go save them today.
Bezog shook his head no.
We are not ready to rush into this. Too much is at risk.
They'll die.
Perhaps, but they know the risks. We all do. So much is at stake. They'll understand.
You'll see them alive again,
Nath said.
I swear it.
Nath, heroes and dragons have tried to get in, and none of them have survived, not one. The floating city is impenetrable.
Nath wrapped his knuckles on the table and stood.
I've been inside it.
Brenmar scowled at Nath. Bezog said,
Our kinds are working on something so we can go with you. It's unknown if it's ready yet, but we can check.
And why did he ask for my sword and not me?
I'd say your confrontation is inevitable, but I don't follow why he would need Fang. It's an odd request,
Bezog said. A thought struck Nath.
Perhaps it's the only blade that can kill him. I battled him once before, lanced him through the heart. He only laughed.
He might not have a heart as we understand it,
Bezog said.
Makes sense,
Brenmar added, shrugging his shoulders.
Or maybe he needs it to kill you.
Nath leaned over the table.
Regardless, we have to give it to him.
Nath, that's too dangerous,
Bezog said.
Your family is at risk. The time is short. I've made my decision. Where is it?
The creaking barn doors opened and Pilpin burst through.
I tried to stop them, but...
He glanced back over his shoulder as two ominous figures entered the barn. The hulking winged figure of Sansla Lieber emerged, and beside him stood... Celine.